The following podcast contains explicit language, which may not be suitable for all adults.
If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this podcast. You have been warned.
He's concaved on both sides.
He has no ass and no wiener.
Like, what is that?
He's got no wiener, no buns. You know? I mean, he's like the worst cookout ever.
Right. Welcome back, dummies, to the Randomness Podcast.
We here.
Coming off a grand week last week.
We actually did have, well, not quite a grand, but...
Well, half a grand week.
We had about half a grand that week.
We did a 3-episode week, and our numbers were up.
Yes, I think so.
Thanks to all you guys.
Yeah, I think somebody just, like, kept it on a repeat.
Yeah, I tried, but it doesn't work. You. I don't think so.
It was like, you.
I've tried to refresh, and it never refreshes the numbers for me.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know what happened, but we appreciate
thank you
it.
Guys. Yeah.
We appreciate it. Tunt Thunderstone was here last week. He's going to take credit for it.
Yeah.
He's not here this week.
So, we'll have two views this
week,
probably.
Well, let's show him that it's not him.
Yeah.
So, all you guys that watched last week, make sure you watch. I think we're only going to do 2 episodes this week.
Yeah, probably two.
Yeah, we're going to try 2 this week and see what happens. Friday's episode...
It kind of took a turd.
Well, it was average for what we normally do. The other 2 episodes were
kind of set the bar high.
Yeah, really. They set them high. So
yeah. You're right.
So this week we're coming in, you know, trying to just streamline it,
just get it nice and taut.
Yeah, we'll give you guys a good, you know, half an hour to 45-minute episodes.
Ranter. So can we call it ranter?
Ranter. We rant. We do rant a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a rant. A rant's like a bad thing, right?
Is it?
We don't really like bitch about shit, do we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we do.
We do. We do.
About everything in life.
Yeah, parking and like everything else.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Back on the parking thing again. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, subscribe to the podcast. You know what to do.
Like,
that's all I want to say about it.
Ring the bell, whatever. Yep. And let's start.
But, dude, even if you don't, just put some comments. We need more comments.
Yeah. Just, like, where's Tunt?
Yeah. Who is Tunt?
Yeah.
What is a Tunt?
I don't know.
Is that a measurement of something?
I think so, yeah. Australians use it.
Yeah, to see how long your taint is.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they call it a Tunt. There's their accent.
A Tunt.
Tunt.
My Tunt.
See?
Yeah. Oh, you kicked me right in the Tunt. That's perfect.
That's a greeting in Australia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're mean down
come
there.
Come here, you tunt.
Pop out.
Right in the tunt.
They do that tunt punt.
Yeah. They use that. They use a lot of unts.
Oh, yeah. They use a cunt a lot.
That's a term of endearment. That's a term of endearment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one guy, he named his brand new puppy cunt.
Puppy cunt.
Stop.
That's Australian cereal. Breakfast cereal.
That's definitely the mascot.
Use kangaroo milk and eat some puppy cunt. I think I saw that commercial on Australian
puppy cunt.
Yeah, that's a good commercial.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was pretty good.
Anywho. Okay.
So this leads in perfect to this. Oh, it does.
Okay.
It definitely does. Yeah. Because I figured out what's wrong with you this week.
I wish somebody would.
No, I diagnosed you. And... your wife's gonna thank me for this, so
probably a lot of people will.
Yeah,
well, I'm interested.
So, you have
my interest in it.
Yeah, you have something called Witzelschutz. It's a disease.
Well, it sounds like a intestinal problem.
But you do have that too.
I mean, that sounds like I'm gonna be wiping a lot.
You have that. You have that too, but I'm going to read this to you.
Okay. Like you're going to read the diagnosis.
This is the definition of it.
Okay. And it's called what? Witz.
It's German, so I'm probably butchering this. Witzelschutz. Witzelschutz. But it is literally called the joking addiction.
You know what? It sounds right.
It is. Rare neurological symptoms characterized by a tendency to make puns, tell inappropriate jokes, or pointless stories in socially inappropriate situations. I mean, that's perfect.
It's, I mean, that's as accurate as the description.
Hold on.
Oh, it's not done. Okay.
A less common symptom is hypersexuality.
That's not what's more common.
The tendency to make sexual comments at inappropriate times or situations.
Well,
I mean, that is dead on.
Wittelschutz is probably German for Kevin.
For Kevin. For Kevin's disease.
Kevin's nuts, probably. I don't think.
It's called the Kevin's disease.
Well, that is fucking dead on accurate.
I mean, I don't know where I came across that this week.
I don't either.
And I just went, what the fuck is this?
You're like, this is Kevin.
This is my cousin.
Is this Kevin's Tinder description?
I mean,
is this how he describes himself?
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to change your name to Wittelschutz.
Putting that on my resume next.
You need a shirt that just says Wittelschutz.
I should. Somebody bought a shirt. Whoa, sorry.
What?
Okay. Somebody else bought a shirt.
That wasn't you or me or my mother?
No, I don't know who it was. And it wasn't, it's on our, it's on our merch. It's on our merch page. It's one of the first shirts that I put out there.
Hmm.
And
is it a buttholes and stuff?
No, it's not that, but it has nothing to do with the show at all. I was trying to make a shirt. Here's the story. I was trying to make the shirt and I didn't like it.
Mm.
And I said, I hate this shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
And I went, that's kind of funny to put on a shirt. So I made a shirt that just says, I hate this shirt. And somebody bought one. So thank you to whoever that was.
Whoever hates their own
that's
shirt.
$5 in our pocket.
Dude, we're making bank this week.
I mean, we did well this week.
We did all right.
It's our best week. Absolutely our best week ever.
For sure.
Yeah.
In our entire lives.
Yeah.
Better than our children.
Okay, look,
we got
hundreds of views more than we usually get.
Uh-huh.
Somebody bought a shirt.
Uh-huh.
We gained 7 subscribers. Up to 87.
We're going to get to that. Hundy.
Yeah.
Hundy.
You know what? I'm going to do this live on air.
Oh, God.
You want to see if we got more than 87 right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
No? I don't. I don't want to.
And we don't.
Well, I mean, everybody knew
it
that.
Didn't go down, so that's good.
Because it has before in the past.
So I'll check it again after this episode.
Where people are like, boom, subscribe. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I meant to hit back.
We lost a lot of those because I got suckered into doing a couple like subscribe for subscribe kind of things with other podcasts.
Oh, yeah. You do me, I do you.
And they cancel out of it, you know, after like a day or whatever.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Because they're like, I don't want to see this.
No, they just do it. They just want to cancel. They don't want to like be cool or anything. So.
Yeah.
So I don't do that anymore. Right. If I put something out there, it says only subscribe if you like what you see, which is probably a mistake.
Yeah, that's why we don't have a lot. So,
but anyway, we're doing well.
Yeah.
So I might do a Wittelschnutz shirt. I don't know what it's called.
I'm trying to read it. I don't think there's an N in there. Whistle.
My new glasses aren't in yet. So.
Whistle nuts. Is it whistle nuts?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Speaking of my new glasses, don't have them yet. My bifocals are still trying to come in.
Trying to focal in.
But I did get a call from the eye doctor that said my glasses were ready. All right.
Cool.
So I drive there. It's almost an hour away, right?
No big deal.
Yeah. I have to wait in their lobby for like 20 minutes to get fitted for these things.
Uh-huh.
And so I go and they bring them and I was like, it's not the frames I picked out. And I was like, oh, that's the extra pair. Like you get like a,
oh yeah, you got, you know, that's your spare pair.
Yeah. And I got the spare pair is not bifocals. They're supposed to be just for like this mid distance area for when I'm working on the laptop.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
They got that blue light blocker and the anti-glare and stuff.
Uh-huh,
when you're supposed to do it. Right. Uh-huh. So they're like, oh no, this come in. Your other ones aren't in yet. That was strike one because I said, well, I specifically asked to just wait, don't call me until they're both ready.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because
I gotta drive.
Drive.
So I was like, well, whatever. I'll take, you know, I'll get these. So he's like, okay, try them on. I'll double check in the back to make sure the other ones aren't in. Okay, cool. So take these off, stick those on. I can't see.
They're not even your glasses.
And I was like, so she comes back and I was like,
she comes back and you're like,
yeah, she goes, okay. sometimes they take a, you know, when a new prescription, they take a little bit of getting used to and whatever. And
yeah, your eyes have to adjust.
But I was like, I can't read that right there. Like, so that's laptop distance, you know,
yeah,
at the end of my arms, right?
Wait, you work on a laptop like that, dude? No wonder your shoulders and back hurt.
What?
No wonder your hunch is in.
I'm trying to stretch my hunch out.
Oh, you're trying to.
So anyway,
flatten it.
I'm holding this thing out. And I'm like, I can't. I was like, I can see it without the glasses.
Yeah.
It's blurry this way. I was like,
it's like a scam though. They try to get you.
And I'm like, I can see back there. I can't see up here. I was like, it's just like having these on.
Yeah.
You know? So she's looking it up and she's looking and she's like, oh.
Oh.
And she goes, these have the wrong prescription in.
Yeah, said, yeah.
So they took the top part of the bifocal prescription, and they put it in these other ones.
Oh, that's
so yeah. It's just they're exactly like these. So cool. I could see far off, but I can't see up close.
Cool.
Anyway.
Cool though.
So they had to send those back, and I still haven't got my glasses. So that sucked.
I'm telling you what. I think it's a scam though. They like, you know, they like blur, like, can you see this? And they blur it purposely.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
I don't know.
Try to make more money.
I was really impressed with the doctor though. Like he did a good job. Like it was a very in-depth.
Thorough
examination. Better than I had before.
Check all your eyes?
All of them, yeah. Yep. Brown eye and everything.
Well, you have brown eyes.
I have three of them.
You have I'm not playing along this time because you'll show me.
One set's a little lower.
Yeah.
Than the other two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's almost blind, so.
Almost? Huh?
What? Yeah.
Holy crap.
It has a... stigmatism.
Stinkmatism.
Yes, it has a stinkmatism. In
yeah,
brown.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
So, anyway.
I just thought about this. I think every time that you make an inappropriate joke,
you're going to yell whistlesnut. Whistlesnits.
And I'll say it different every time because I don't know how
I've
to
said
say
it different.
Whistlenuts. I said that earlier.
Yeah.
But that was my nickname. In
whistle stilts.
Schmistle. Swishel. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
So right. Moving on.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Please do.
Next story.
Your chair squeaking.
Yeah, it was. Stinks, dude. So I just went on this date.
Oh, with your with significant.
The, with the other. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, we went, it was actually in a barn that they had all fancied and gussied up.
Oh, sweet.
And
I like a gussied barn.
Yeah, yeah. So they had a dance floor and everything. It was socially distanced.
Okay.
And everybody was doing the right thing. There was only like 10 people there because it was in a fucking barn.
I'm glad that was an even number.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it was date night,
yeah,
for everybody.
Like,
yeah, there was 11 people there.
Yeah. Was there a onesome or a threesome? I don't.
Like,
which way would that?
Yeah, the one guy just brought his like puppet on a date. I was like, hey, maybe, maybe. But
how do you dance with that?
Like that?
Oh,
Whistle shit.
This guy was trying to defend bird beak.
I thought you were just fighting a goose.
I'm trying to fight that turkey that I. Had. Richard Lett.
That's your boy.
Yeah.
So, you know, people watch.
Right.
To
yeah,
watch
yeah.
People,
oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
Know,
especially like, when there's only 10 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So nobody's dancing.
Well, nine. Not including you.
Yeah. Nobody's dancing. There's a couple.
It's a dance.
There's a, well, you, we were eating and stuff too. It's a whole
dinner
deal. Dinner dance. Okay. Yeah. There was a younger couple. I mean, they were early 20s probably.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Younger. And they're all dressed up and whatever. And the guy's trying to get the girl to go out and dance. Like, he's keeping, like, come on.
The guy's trying to get
yeah,
the girl.
Yeah,
and okay,
the girl,
yeah.
Well, he is a drunk.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So he's trying to get
what's
her out
doing
there.
The...
Oh, wait. Wait. It okay. Gets so good. So I wish I recorded it on my phone. But he goes out, finally, by himself. And they're doing, like, the Macarena. Like, it was like some weird dances, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, but, all the barn dances.
Yeah. So there's like a few other, like the girls are out there dancing, and then he goes out and dances. But the entire time, he is just making eye contact with his girl that's there. Right. And just like, he's like hopping backwards.
Does he have cowboy boots on?
No. Oh, no, he's dressed up like bow tie, suspenders,
oh, yeah,
like slack dress shoes. But he is getting it out there. But never breaks eye contact with girl. And she is just sitting there like, you know, like.
You think you read that like in a magazine or something? It was like how to stay focused on your girl.
How,
like,
to seduce a woman.
You know, how to make sure she comes back to your house later or your hotel room or
the
back of your truck.
Yeah.
And it was like, never break eye contact. So he was like, no matter what, no matter what.
All night.
Just,
he's like peeing in the bathroom.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Yeah.
But yeah, it was so funny because he was no coordination at all.
Well, usually the ones that get out there like that don't have.
Oh, man. It was
That's what I said. Usually they're like cowboy booted up.
Oh, no. He was spiffied up.
Yeah.
But there is no way he got laid that night.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way. She was not having it.
Even if he did, like, he still wouldn't break eye contact.
Well, no, you never do.
You have to.
Do you?
Yeah, otherwise that's rape, I think.
That'd be so
uncomfortable. You eye rape someone.
They're just like
It's like trying to look at your dog Teddy. He won't look at you.
No, he doesn't. No. He doesn't. He doesn't make eye contact.
Especially when you're fucking him.
Well, yeah, because you're behind.
Yeah.
That's reason, but
yeah
I just thought that guy, man,
she's probably telling all her girlfriends about it. he won't stop staring at me.
He's like driving her too.
He won't break eye contact
in the car. He's just driving, just staring. Yeah, but I was like, man, I wish I had the confidence that guy had.
You know, I used to not care about anything.
Really?
I don't know when that changed.
Really?
Yeah.
You used to go out and just...
I would get out.
Dance,
I would
like
have
that?
Done that exact same thing.
You'd have boogied?
I've been at weddings or like things like that.
You
never went to like a dance, like a prom or anything. I never went to any of that during school.
But like, you weren't even drunk? You just do it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I had a ton of energy back in the day.
You still have more energy than me.
At Rocky's wedding.
Did you just keep eye contact with him?
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, I think Sarah wasn't even out there with me. I was out there dancing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was probably like Bust a Move or like some kind of.
Oh, yeah. It was like an old rap song. You're like,
yeah. Well, it was new then. Like, this was a long time ago.
Oh, but.
You know, I came back and I'm like, get me a drink of punch or whatever. And yeah. I remember my grandma was like talking, like my grandma Wire on that side was talking to Sarah, and she was like, is he this happy all the time? You know, where she said, is he happy this all the time?
Oh, she had a
no, she just smoked a lot. That was
what?
She had a deep voice.
And whoa,
like, it was growly.
It's like she swallowed one of those things.
Yeah, it's like she
one of the microphones she had to like press right here to,
yeah, yeah, I don't know,
yeah,
but
happy.
She had a gravelly voice,
yeah,
but yeah, Sarah was like, yeah, he's like that.
He's just he. Are you asking if there's something wrong with him?
Yeah.
It's Witzel Schutz.
Yeah. I think me and Rocky were probably out there dancing together. Like doing like the.
Probably.
We're like doing the kid and play kickstep kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
We'd bust it out of our best, like.
Oh, you know, yeah, man.
Hammer moves and stuff.
You're trying to. Yeah. Were you wearing the hammer pants?
No, not at the wedding, but that would have been sweet.
Hell yeah.
Just sagging like tux.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cause like that really makes ladies think that. You just got the You got the grapefruits to just
right. Yeah,
you like, know, man, make a family.
He needs a lot of room down there.
Yeah, it's like, damn, he's gonna make a family.
That's one of those things about like jeans now, like skinny jeans. Like,
oh yeah,
you go, how do your nuts do anything? But
they don't.
Like that can't be good.
No. Well, that
those jeans are so tight. You're like, there's not. Is there just not a bulge, or is it pushing it back in you?
Oh yeah, because it sucks them back in.
And them girls are there, like, oh, look at him, he's look, so cute, like. He's concaved on both sides.
He has no ass and no wiener.
Like, what is that?
He's got no wiener, no buns. You know? I mean, he's like the worst cookout ever.
Right. Like, the guy looks like he's bow-legged, but he's not.
Because the pants are just drawing his knees in. They're so tight.
It's awful. It's the worst look. And they're 6 inches too short. No socks.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, you're
like,
right.
When I was, like, if I wore pants like that when I was that age, it was because I was poor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't find pants that fit.
They were hand-me-down.
I couldn't find pants that fit.
Well, no. They didn't make them like that.
I was too skinny. Mm. And, like, at a certain age, I was too tall and too skinny. Mm. So.
Oh, you ain't telling me nothing.
I either had to have the wrong waist size or the wrong length.
Yep. That's what they make belts for, dude.
You know? So I always ended up, I invented pegging, I think, of your pants. Let's not isolate that.
Whistle shots.
But I always had to roll up my pant leg and peg them.
Call it something different.
That's what they called it. Damn it. Before it's before it was dirty.
Call it something different, please.
Whistle shots.
Yeah. Okay, that's hilarious.
So, yeah. Right. Anyway. All right. So,
okay, there was something I was going to ask you way before the pegging part.
it's an everyday pegging again.
It just slipped. It slipped. I don't know where it went.
That's how some people get pegged. It just
slips. Slips. Somehow.
Mm.
Yeah, it was about dancing and I don't remember.
But. Talking about dancing by myself at a wedding.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How I was lonely and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yep, I don't know either. Yeah. I do know one guy that I went to high school with. He took a blow up doll to prom, which was hilarious.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, he danced with it and everything.
Well, you have to. You got to warm it up.
Yeah, but it was kind of sad, though. They got in a fight, and she left. And...
Well, he's making too much eye contact.
Yeah. he actually went over and made out with his ex-girlfriend. Blow-up doll got pissed.
Was his ex-girlfriend also a blow-up doll?
She was just a regular doll.
It was just
like one of those my-size Barbies.
Yeah, like an American Girl doll or something. They're only 18 inches. That's basically just like a midget.
Basically, because I think midgets are taller than that. 18 inches?
what is the shortest midget?
The shortest midget? Or Vern Troyer.
Was he the shortest for sure?
Oh, he was pretty short.
He was. He was only like 2 feet tall, right? So that's 24 inches.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
You're right about
midgets. I know midget math.
You do.
Midget math is easy.
You major.
It only goes up.
Yeah, 24, 48, I don't know.
Something like that.
But,
okay.
Yeah. $100 ideas?
What do you think?
I told you, you can't ask the camera.
Put it in the comments.
And we just wait?
Live. We gotta do a live show.
Yeah, we do. We really should have done it on New Year's. Would have been cool.
That would be.
Do like a live New Year's show.
We can do it on my birthday.
Your birthday.
It's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
What is it? I don't know if it's on a weekend.
I don't think it's on a weekend. No, I don't think it is.
When's Valentine's Day?
The 13th. It's on a Sunday.
Yeah, so.
So yours,
It might be like a Tuesday.
Tuesday. On a Tuesday.
So.
So probably we can't do that. No. But,
we do need to do it.
Well, we need more people to watch before we do a live one because we're going to do a live one for two people.
No, I'll promote it. I'll promote it. And then, like,
two people will still watch it.
Well, I don't care.
That's true.
But we need, like, some live, like, give us just a topic and we'll go with it.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. You know? Yeah.
I think we could do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, we could definitely do it. That's what we do here.
That's true.
You have topics. I have
sorry,
no.
That's what we're
doing. I wrote Witzel shuts.
You did. I was like, I thought you had a stroke while you're writing
it. I did. Well,
I thought it was like,
I did.
I thought it stood for something. Like it was an acronym. It was a long one, but
yeah, it'd be the worst one.
Yeah, I was like, I was trying to figure it out, but
I mean, you definitely know it's German.
I didn't get
it's
past
two Z's in it.
I thought there was a two.
Yeah, the middle one's a two. It is. It actually does look like
with two L shut Z. I thought it was an Instagram handle.
If I'd put a hashtag,
they call it a handle. God damn, how old am I?
I don't know.
It's a CB handle. It's Witzel shut you. Big dummy.
Listen to how empty this
barrel we're running
is.
Low. We need
we're running
some
low.
Ideas.
That's what we need.
We do.
We need comments going, people saying, hey, I thought of a...
You give us a $100 idea.
Motorized pogo stick. We'll sell it. Or whatever.
Damn. Self-driving pogo stick.
I do have another self something in here.
Good. I got another dog thing. So.
Put a drug thing in there and we'll...
Oh, what? No. He's having pop-off problems.
Hold on. Oh, there you go. I had to really think about
it. You thought about yourself popping off last week.
Dude, I went for it.
You did.
If I pick out one of mine, I'm going to change it.
Right, yeah.
I didn't.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Good or bad, because...
Yeah, this one's a long one. This looks pretty long.
Is it?
And it is a pet one. It is a pet one.
Okay.
And it says, they probably fucking have
They
this.
Probably do. I thought
it's trick or treat for pets.
Right.
Which
they probably have it in some places, but we want to improve on it. If it's not a thing, it definitely should be.
Yeah.
Because people are fucking nuts about their pets, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
They organize a night.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not Halloween, but it's like some other night, you know, close to Halloween, where people that maybe just have just pets, they don't have any kids. You know,
yeah, that's a big thing now. Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of that. Other people will have, you know, pets that they care about more than their kids. And then some people just like both, you know, but they also want to take care of their dog or cat or bird, whatever you want to take.
Bird?
Whatever you want to take. You
can't take a bird out of the house.
You can too. I saw a video of a guy walking two birds. Well, he wouldn't walk. They were flying. They were on leashes.
And really?
Yeah. Two big old like parakeets or not parakeets. What parrots? The big ones.
It was two keets.
Yeah. It was two. Yeah. It was a pair of them. And he was just running down the street and they were just flapping on these leashes.
Oh, dude, you could put some rollerblades on.
Let them pull you.
Oh, man.
Wonder how fast they could go. Anyway, you take out your pet house to house and people give out little treats. Or maybe you throw a stick or a ball or something.
Yeah, awesome little like toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, your dog has like a costume on. Yeah. You have a costume on.
To match the dog?
Yeah, your dog has a you costume on and you have a dog, your dog costume on.
Just looks your face.
Scaring everybody. You know, and
terrifying.
Yeah. So
that's a pretty good idea.
You know, people sit at their house. They get to pet all the dogs and like give them treats and stuff.
Yeah, but you said pets though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So there's gonna be there's gonna be the one dude that brings his boa constrictor out.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah. But what do you dress a boa constrictor up as? I mean, there's really
a didgeridoo.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I mean, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Or like a scarf.
Okay.
And you just wear it around your neck. Until you die. Yeah. But somebody's going to have to pass out live mice.
Yeah. Unless somebody has a pet that's a mouse.
Who?
And then you're running into some problems.
Yeah, then you get into some problems. Yeah. There may be some, maybe you organize it like 5 to 6 is dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Or maybe just dogs and snakes. And then
you can't do the cat and mouse either, though.
No, you can't. Or cats and birds.
You can't do the birds either. There's going to be just mice and birds.
You know, maybe you organize
just a half hour of mice and birds.
Right. Well, some birds will eat a mouse, too.
As a big bird, yeah.
Anyway, there's some logistics to figure out, but I think it could be done.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, this is what I'm thinking about, too. You know, like the thing is when you take your kid out,
yeah,
you gotta check the candy, like see if it's open. You know,
right.
It used to be a thing like there's drugs in the candy or right. like, something like that. So like now you gotta check it, see if there's like a grape in there.
Yeah, or like antifreeze,
or like an onion,
like a gusher.
Because like there's certain things a dog can't eat.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah,
you don't want like
chocolate.
An onion,
you don't want
or chocolate.
Like, yeah,
or a grape. Yeah, the grapes you can't do.
Yeah, you can't do none of that.
Yeah.
You know,
so like you'd have to
check
it.
But you have to eat that stuff.
Check it when you get home, you know.
Yeah. You know, stuff your dog ain't gonna like, and so you gotta eat it.
Oh yeah, like the bit of honeys. Like they don't want that.
Dude,
shit.
I'd eat shit out of a bit of honey.
I know you would.
I love a bit of honey.
I know you do.
Do they even make them anymore?
No.
I've never had one.
I mean, that's a problem.
No.
Because you like them.
I haven't seen them in a while. I don't know.
No, yeah.
I used to be my bet. Like, now they just pass out all good shit.
Bit of honey? Doesn't it just... the first bite is just stuck.
Oh, you don't bite it. You just put it in your mouth. That's where I made a mistake.
That's where I made.
I just put it under my tongue for a week.
It's not a dissolvable candy.
Anything is dissolvable if you put it in your mouth. Well, but for a week.
Yeah, I mean, but
you know,
yes,
I put them in like a rub of snuff.
Oh, I thought you got punched.
Yeah, you got Copenhagen. I'm like, a bit of honey.
I got that BOH. I got that bit of honey.
I'm a puss. I got a bit of honey.
Wait, nah. I'm just. Only thing I got to worry about is diabetes.
Oh, Copenhagen. That's our school mascot back in the day.
Oh, Copenhagen. Yeah, man. I was talking about that dance earlier, man. There's this redneck central out there.
Oh, so, yeah. Just,
I mean, it's in a barn. They carrying
their
own
spit bottle in their back pocket.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, we went over this before. You just go some places around here, it's like, I'm not from around here.
Yeah. Like, I'm from
around here.
Yeah.
Because all these dudes are like flannels and boots and drove in the tight jeans and all that.
Drove in a big dually truck.
And I come out there and I'm
blowing black smoke everywhere.
Sleeved up and earrings. And
oh, yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'm not from around here.
This doesn't seem like me.
I don't think.
Yeah.
But
not my scene.
But yeah. But I've met a lot of cool rednecks.
But they're cool.
I've met a lot of cool ass rednecks.
They do fun shit.
That one was doing the Macarena, dude.
Yeah. Like doing it well, probably.
He knew it.
Well, it's a line dance.
Yeah, I guess.
Line dance, that's always killed me. You get like, it's kind of like that with like the redneck culture and the black culture.
Yeah.
Where it's like, everybody's like hard. Like rednecks are like, you know,
yeah, they're kind of rough and tough.
Rough and tough. They're men. They work on cars.
Oh, they got
and
beards
shit.
And
they're drinking beer. But as soon as that song comes on,
oh yeah, and they
boom, ding, ding, you know, boop, they're out there just, boop, boop, you know.
Oh yeah, getting
it.
After.
And black guys are the same way.
Yeah,
they'd be out there hard, like knee mugging.
Yeah,
flashing guns and shit.
Yeah,
and then that song comes on, and they're out there stanky legging.
Oh yeah, their leg gets smelly.
You know, they're like, mm-hmm.
Their
you know,
leg gets so
they're
smelly.
Whipping nay naying or something.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I don't know,
but. One thing I realized with the Macarena
is
that song is like 17 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Anagata De Vida.
Well, it's not, but because it's not good.
It's not good.
No.
But, you know, the dance to it is only about 10 seconds long.
Oh, yeah.
So you just have to do it for 17 minutes. Like, you have to do it like 170
Well,
times,
all those things are all like the cha-cha slide or the...
Yeah, it just lasts forever, dude.
It's the like, same thing. The cha-cha slide is just like an adult hokey pokey.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's very true.
You think about it and break it down.
If you break it down, think about it.
Yeah. It's true.
That's why I ask him all the questions.
Yeah. Okay, so... Trick or treat for pets was good.
I like it. I do. I like it. Yeah. And it's probably a thing, but, you know, no big deal.
All right. Let me show you how the old man pops off.
Good God. You hit your chin.
Sorry about that.
People are going to hate that.
That made a loud noise.
Well, you usually do when you pop off.
That's mine.
I only put like two in there, so.
Nope. That's mine too.
Yeah. Odds are you're just going to get a lot of yours.
You doubled yours up.
Yeah, I did. I doubled.
That's a good plan. I'm going to go get that.
Witzel shit.
Did they see my butt?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they did.
Good.
Oh. Crack and all. You got low, dude.
I got slide. I mean, I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was my hunch looking all right?
It looked decent. Did you put it back?
All right.
Yeah, you probably should.
Self-walking shoes.
Yeah. I told you I had another self thing.
I was I was hoping it wasn't that.
Yeah, we did. You know, man, it's got some practical uses.
Okay, but like, so you just put them on and they walk for you?
Yeah, they walk for you. They got GPS in them and everything, man. You can just like punch
a hole.
I mean,
it sounds cool,
button.
But like, I don't understand the mechanics.
Well, I mean, that's for Elon Musk to figure out.
Well, he probably has them already.
But they got like in the heel, they got like a spring.
They're like a hydraulic.
Yeah, and it's like.
Or is it like, do they wave and you just kind of.
Oh, like a caterpillar kind of.
Yeah, you just. You know? Or a snake.
Yeah, man. That's kind of good. Yeah. Like,
and you just look like you're skiing the whole
No, I like the caterpillar where it's.
Oh, where you're just like, oh, yeah, because you could get a little. You could get a little.
And almost like a Weekend at Bernie's vibe. Because, like, right. I'm thinking, you know.
Dude, you could sleep
on the way to work, you know, like in New York.
Sleepwalk, man.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I was thinking more like if you're drunk at a bar or something, you're like, man. The dude's like, I'm so dry, I can't even drive home. Right. He's like, I can't even fucking walk.
True.
Self-driving shoes. And then you go, you got like...
Self-walking.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Self-walking shoes.
This is your idea.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been drinking. I'm too drunk to podcast.
Yeah, well, we've been there.
Yeah, we've done that. But it's got like the GPS in it. So you got your presets.
Yeah.
You got like home and car.
So it's by an app.
Yeah, you got car. It just gets you to your car, you know?
Yeah.
And it's
for them guys that have them tight jeans on that can't even walk.
Maybe it comes with a prop, just like a pole that comes straight up your back. Well, and it's like you strap to it so you can just... Yeah, man. I think it's cool.
I think it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, it kind of moves into the territory of, like, people who are paralyzed. You know?
Yeah.
Just lock the legs in with some poles and then just...
Well, then you'd have to be like self-walking pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just have to get
stiff leg pants.
Yeah, you have to get the whole attire. Yeah. You know? You just get the whole line.
You get these mechanicals, these pants that are like, like that.
Do they make that noise?
And you just put roller skates on. You know?
Oh, get that.
With the wheels only go forward, so
get that roll bounce.
Yeah,
yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. But then we're just talking about roller skates.
Well, no, the pants. the pants are the self part. The self walking.
No, the pants.
The pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, they
the
got
roller skates are an accessory because you could also like go skiing.
Yeah.
Cross country skiing.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to downhill.
You're not slalom them in it.
Man,
I haven't even been drinking.
You stroked that word out.
Well,
I'm a fanner of it.
No,
but even old people, you know,
right?
Old people, man, like they can, like if you can still walk, but you're just walking real slow. You know, the old people are just like super slow,
because they're trying to keep their balance.
Dumb.
Man, what if you had the walking shoes and the walking pants on?
Oh, what if they got out of sync, though?
Well, yeah.
You know?
You don't want one going forward.
Your pants
one going
back and your foot. And then you're doing like a new dance step.
Yeah, everybody's like, all the rednecks and black guys are trying to copy you.
That redneck just spitting a beer bottle.
He's like, you see that man doing that?
Damn. Damn, son. You get it? Yeah.
He doing a crip slide.
Damn. You would think like rednecks and black dudes should get along a little better. You know?
They're exactly the same.
Kinda.
Except for some obvious
I mean, there ain't much difference between Trailer Park and the projects.
No.
There's not a lot of difference.
There's really
a lot of drugs.
Yeah. A lot of shooting. A
lot of guns. Poor people.
Yeah. Cussing.
You know. Yeah.
People afraid to go into each one of them.
Crazy ass parties.
Yeah.
Redneck throw a crazy ass party.
Fuck yeah. Somebody's dying at
that
party.
Oh man, dude, yeah.
And coming back. But they're dying.
Oh, they're dying, but they're living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's jumping off the double tall trailer.
The double long trailer.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, they're ramping a four wheeler off of something.
Oh yeah. And there's a rope swing going into some body of water.
Oh yeah.
It could be a pool. It could
like
be
a kiddie pool. Anything.
Oh, yeah. It
like
could be a bird bath.
Yeah.
You know?
They're doing it.
And there's a hold my beer coming.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
You know?
Give me.
This is what happens.
Give me some rub. I don't know. Give me a rub.
I didn't go to a lot of parties when I was in high school. But
really?
Yeah. I know it's hard to believe. But two parties that I went to, somebody jumped off the roof of a house.
Yeah.
And it was the guys that were throwing the party.
Well, yeah, you have to like, this is my party. I gotta make it crazy. Yeah.
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 One of those parties, a bunch of guys from the football team tried to shove me into a dryer. They did not succeed, by the way.
They didn't?
No. You ever seen them? You ever seen the cartoon where they try to make Bugs Bunny go into a hole? Back into his rabbit hole? And he's like,
yeah, yeah. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah. That was me. I rabbited him.
You bugs him.
I bugs him up.
I bugs him.
Till he got tired. I was like, cool.
Oh, yeah. You just outlasted him.
Yeah. They were like, no, somebody yelled chain jumping off the roof, I think.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know. I was like, dude, thank you.
And yeah.
Like,
ah.
And it was muddy and rainy, and he just went. He did not land well.
Yeah, yeah, he broke both of his shins. And
I really don't know what happened to that guy.
He doesn't either.
I mean, he doesn't remember. Maybe he just disappeared in the mud. Nobody ever heard from him again.
Well, I mean, there could have been two people that would have died, because you would have died in a dryer. Were they just going to turn it on?
I have no idea.
Yeah, what's the end game?
It was probably just Trey might have been.
What was the end game there?
I don't know. What happened, guys? What was it?
What was,
yeah. I know the guys. I'll find you.
I'll find you guys.
Yeah.
Are they still big?
They're still big, but they're not in shape now.
Can we shove them in a dryer?
Oh, no.
No?
No. That'd be a hell of a big dryer.
Damn.
I'm thinking a deep freeze, maybe. Like a chest freezer.
Okay. Well, now you're talking.
I've been plotting.
For years. Like you pull it out of your wallet, you got like a diagram.
Oh, yeah.
Of like, all right.
I've measured them every time I've seen them.
What the fuck?
They're doing? Like, what is he trying? Like, now they think I'm trying to measure him for a new suit.
You're something. Like, hey, man, about how much you weigh?
Yeah.
Now.
You losing weight? I don't think so.
You look good.
No, a couple of them guys look sloppy. You know who you are. I know who they are.
That's all that matters.
So.
All right,
dummies, we're going to get out of here for this episode. Thanks for stopping by.
That was very polite. I know, like, right? Mr. Rogers.
I didn't want to say thanks for coming, assholes.
That's what they're used to.
I know, right? So if you're new to the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. If you're already subscribed, thank you.
Thank you. Aww, you're one of
it's so sweet.
The few.
The chosen less than 100.
Yep.
Huh? It's a working title.
Yeah, it's long, but yeah. It works.
So, anyway, catch us on the next episode, dummies.
Later.